Welcome to Laugh and Learn Pathology Edition. I'm Dr. Isabella Morgan, and today we're tackling a real nail biter, shock. It's like the plot twist in a thriller novel, unexpected and potentially life-threatening.
Right on. And speaking of twists, I've got a fun icebreaker for us. If shock were a sports event, what would it be? I'm thinking a surprise last-minute goal that leaves everyone gasping.
Ha, I love that, but I'd say it's more like a referee's bad call. Sudden, confusing, and everyone's left wondering what just happened.
Exactly. And just like in sports, timely responses can make all the difference. So let's dive into the game plan for today.
Absolutely. We're breaking down the different types of shock and how the body reacts. It's going to be a wild ride, folks.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. Let's get the show on the road.
All right, let's get into what's going wrong during shock. Imagine your body as a bustling city. When everything's running smoothly, traffic flows and resources are distributed perfectly. But during shock, it's like a major traffic jam. Blood can't get to where it needs to go, and chaos ensues.
Spot on. So, when shock hits, the blood vessels can either dilate too much or constrict too much. It's like a game where the players can't decide whether to sprint or freeze. This leads to a serious drop in blood flow to vital organs.
No kidding. And let's not forget oxygen delivery. It's like trying to run a marathon without enough air. Your muscles are screaming for help, but there's just not enough oxygen getting through.
Exactly. And when that happens, the cells start to panic. They're like, hey, we're not getting what we need. This can lead to cellular dysfunction and, if not addressed, organ failure.
Right on. It's a domino effect. First, you've got the heart working overtime to pump blood, but if it can't keep up, it's like a quarterback getting sacked repeatedly.
And then you've got the kidneys, liver, and brain all waving their little flags saying, we need help over here. It's a wild scene, folks.
So the takeaway here is that recognizing these disruptions early is crucial. The sooner we intervene, the better chance we have to restore order in our city before it turns into complete chaos. So how does the body react when it's thrown into the chaos of shock? Well, it's like a well-rehearsed emergency drill. The body kicks into high gear, activating its compensatory mechanisms to try to stabilize things. First up, we've got the heart racing faster, like it's trying to win a sprint.
Right on. It's like your heart's the quarterback, calling all the plays to get that blood pumping. Increased heart rate is crucial because it helps deliver oxygen to those organs that are waving their little flags, saying, they need help.
And then there's vasoconstriction. Picture this, blood vessels tightening up like a coach yelling at the team to huddle up and focus. This helps redirect blood flow to vital organs, but it can also leave the extremities feeling cold and clammy.
Exactly. It's a balancing act. The body's trying to prioritize, but it can lead to some confusing symptoms. You might see a person with a racing heart, but feeling cold. It's like they're in a game where they can't quite figure out the rules.
No kidding. And don't forget about the hormonal response. The body releases adrenaline, which is like a motivational pep talk for your organs. It's saying, you can do this. Keep going.
And that's when you might see other symptoms like rapid breathing. It's the body's way of trying to get more oxygen in, like it's trying to catch up after a long run.
So the key takeaway here is that the body's reaction to shock is all about survival. It's a complex dance of mechanisms working together to keep us alive, even when things get a bit chaotic. All right, let's dive into the clinical clues and confusions surrounding shock. First off, it's essential to recognize the signs. You might see a person with a rapid heartbeat, pale skin, or even sweating. It's like their body is sending out an SOS.
Spot on. But here's the kicker. Now, these symptoms can vary based on the type of shock. For instance, someone in septic shock might have a fever, while someone in hypovolemic shock could be more on the chilly side. It's a bit like a game of guess who, but with much higher stakes.
No kidding. And then there's the confusion around the symptoms. Some people might think they're just tired or anxious, but it could be a sign of something much more serious. It's like mistaking a fire alarm for a smoke detector. Both are alarming, but one needs immediate action.
Exactly. And let's not forget about the importance of context. A person might look fine, but could be in shock internally. It's crucial to assess their overall condition, not just the surface symptoms.
Right on. And that's why education is key. If you know what to look for, you can act quickly. Think of it as being a detective, spotting the clues before it's too late.
And remember, folks, if you're ever in doubt, it's always better to err on the side of caution. O'Connor's Law states, when in doubt, check it out. It's a simple rule that can save lives.
So how do we actually find out if someone is in shock? It all starts with a thorough assessment of vital signs. You can think of it as the body's report card. Heart rate, blood pressure, respiratory rate, and temperature are all key indicators. If one of those grades is slipping, it's a red flag.
Right on. It's like checking the scoreboard during a game. If the heart rate is skyrocketing, but blood pressure is tanking, something's definitely off. We need to act fast.
And let's not forget about lab tests. Blood tests can reveal a lot, like the levels of lactate, which can indicate how well the body's handling the stress. It's like a secret decoder ring for doctors.
Exactly. And while we're at it, we can't overlook the importance of a good patient history. Asking questions about recent injuries, infections, or allergies can provide valuable clues. It's like putting together a puzzle. Every piece counts.
No kidding. And when you combine all this information, it's like having a game plan. You can prioritize treatment based on the specific type of shock.
And remember, folks, timely diagnosis is crucial. O'Connor's Law says the sooner you know, the better you can act. It's all about being proactive, not reactive.
All right, folks, let's get weird. Shock isn't just a straightforward condition. It can present in some truly bizarre ways. For instance, did you know there's something called neurogenic shock? It can happen after a spinal cord injury, and it's like the body's communication system goes haywire.
Spot on. It's like the quarterback gets knocked out, and suddenly the whole team is confused about what to do next. Blood vessels dilate, blood pressure drops, and it can lead to some wild symptoms.
And speaking of wild, how about anaphylactic shock? That's a real showstopper. One minute you're enjoying a peanut butter sandwich, and the next, you're in full-blown panic mode because your body thinks it's under attack.
Exactly. It's a classic case of the body overreacting. The immune system releases a flood of chemicals, and it's like throwing a surprise party that nobody wanted.
And let's not forget about the rare cases. There's even something called cardiogenic shock, where the heart just can't pump enough blood. It's like your car's engine sputtering out on the highway. No fun at all.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. It's a reminder that shock can take many forms, and understanding these unusual presentations is key to effective treatment. So keep your eyes peeled for those unexpected signs.
So let's wrap up with our favorite takeaways from today's episode. I think one of the most striking points was how shock can manifest in such varied ways. It's like opening a box of chocolates. Each piece is a surprise.
Fair point. I love the analogy of the body as a team trying to rally during a game. And when shock hits, it's like the coach is calling for a timeout and everyone's scrambling to figure out the next play.
Not textbook, but technically not wrong. My favorite moment was definitely when we talked about anaphylactic shock. It's wild how quickly the body can react to something as simple as a peanut. It's a reminder to always be aware of allergies.
Right on. And the importance of recognizing those early signs of shock can't be overstated. It's like being a detective, spotting the clues before the case goes cold.
And let's not forget the weird cases we discussed. It's fascinating how shock can present in such unexpected ways, from neurogenic to cardiogenic. It keeps us on our toes.
So true. If there's one thing to take away, it's that understanding shock is crucial for timely intervention. The sooner we recognize it, the better the outcome.
So as we wrap up today's episode on shock, let's take a moment to reflect on what we've learned. we explored how shock can manifest in various forms, from hypovolemic to anaphylactic, and how vital it is to recognize those signs early. It's like being a detective, spotting the clues before they disappear.
Right on. We've also seen how the body reacts, kicking into high gear with compensatory mechanisms. It's like your body's own emergency response team working overtime to keep you alive.
No kidding. And let's not forget the weird cases we discussed. Who knew shock could take such unexpected turns? It's a wild ride, folks.
Exactly. And the key takeaway here is that understanding shock is crucial for timely intervention. The sooner we recognize it, the better the outcome.
So true. If you enjoyed today's episode, be sure to subscribe and share it with your friends. Let's spread the knowledge.
And remember, folks, stay curious and keep learning. Until next time, keep your reflex hammer handy and your brain creative.